Welcome to this segment of the ID Element. Today our guest is Vijay Gaijala, Program Manager for the Geneva Server Team. Welcome, Vijay.
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us. Tell us about your background at Microsoft and some of the products you've had the opportunity to work on.
I've been at Microsoft since 1996, so almost getting to 13 years now. Worked on a variety of products. When I joined Microsoft, it was the Internet Commerce era, so it was the period where Internet Commerce was taking off, and the product I started working at Microsoft was this thing called Commerce Server.
Okay.
And it sort of matured and became this product called Site Server. I was working in the as a software development engineering test at that time. It was an excellent job. Concepts like ASP.NET, etc. were just being formed at that time. A scripting language that people could use. And so Commerce Server had its own built-in set of scriptlets, if you will, that made development of commerce sites really easy.
Okay.
On that, from there, went on to work on some of the anti-piracy efforts at Microsoft. Product activation, anti-piracy, rights management, and such. And very challenging, as you can imagine. A lot of security-related topics
sure.
come into play there. And then from there, worked on Indigo, also known as WCF, or Windows Communication Foundation. It's another excellent product. It was the era of SOAP and building web services, and the era continues on. And from there, I came into this federated identity space. It was a natural transition, considering that I had worked on all these web service-based protocols for security. And so the natural extension to that is, how do we make that those protocols work in a federated environment or using some of the later versions of the protocols like WS Trust.
Okay.
So I've been here for 13 years and it's been a lot of fun.
Great, great. Thank you. You and your team are developing the Geneva server, but before we go there, would you provide our audience with a brief background on Federation and the capabilities of Federation?
So why Federation?
Right.
I think is sort of the leading question here.
Right.
What does it solve? What kinds of customer problems does it solve? Why Geneva Server? What is its high-level features? What are the motivations from a customer point of view? There's quite a few things that Geneva Server helps solve. There's quite a few customer patterns that it can be applied to. One pattern that we know of is, even within your enterprise, we know that the applications today need to get at information that is sort of stored away in directories, Active Directory or enterprise directories.
Right.
And they do that a couple of ways. They import that into application directory stores and then from there use a database query and look it up. Often this leads to applications by themselves replicating or duplicating the code for obtaining that kind of information. So what one can envision doing in that context is, how can we take the logic for obtaining that kind of data and centralizing it, the code for obtaining such kind of information, identity-related information, if you will.
Sure.
Centralizing it and using that and carrying that information and providing that information in the form of a security token containing claims about that identity or attributes about that identity to an application, such that the application developers can now operate on just this container that is already available to them as part of the request. Right? So that's one pattern that is solved.
Okay.
The other patterns that are solved is, as we go along, and we've heard of a number of cases where customers come along and say, oh, I need to provide access to some service in my organization to some vendor or some partner.
Right.
That's where this notion of identity federation comes in. That is that there must be a mechanism such that different entities, which are actually separated by different domains of trust and administrative control, can interact with each other in such a manner that, in an easy manner. without having to provide duplication of accounts, provide the overhead of account management and the security issues associated with that. And federation, identity federation, is this notion that through some standards and through some protocols, there is a technical ways that the technologies can provide a simpler solution for accessing resources in a different domain of trust.
Okay.
So that's the other kind of it. And even as we go further along and see a lot of the services now are going into being hosted, or a lot of the online services, the world is changing to where the applications are being hosted and available and services as services. How does such a service reach back into your enterprise to actually obtain identity-related information?
Right.
The answer there is, again, the notion that somehow through standards and through protocols, you can actually project identity-relevant information such that these online services can consume the same kind of data that an enterprise service could consume. Of course, all controlled through policy and through governed through IT administrators' control over the release of that information.
Okay, well, that's a really good segue there. How, as we move now to just talk about Geneva Server specifically, what are some of the core challenges that your team faces in building this next generation server component?
It's an excellent question. So I mentioned this thing that we call, you know, that we mentioned the standards and the federation standards. Standards and the protocols really form the blueprint, if you will, of the product itself. Geneva Server, from that sense, implements a variety of protocols to achieve federation and interoperability with other vendors. That itself, as you can imagine, working with a lot of industry vendors, to pull together something of that magnitude, where identity, the core of your security processes, has to work across these disparate systems and heterogeneous systems, that itself is a very interesting challenge,
right?
As you can imagine. Standardization helps, and almost everyone is invariably motivated in this industry to make sure that customer pain points are reduced. So that also helps.
Sure.
But in spite of all that, it's still a challenging place to pull together across many companies and many organizations something of this magnitude. That's one, in terms of protocols. The other thing about federation and the technologies that Geneva provides is the kinds of authentication that you can do. So the way this thing works is, initially a user has to authenticate using their native authentication mechanisms, whether that is by means of a username password, or by means of Windows logon, or by means of a client certificate, or any other mechanisms in play. To be able to authenticate to what we know of as a security token service, which is a Geneva server, for example.
Okay.
And that authentication step results in Geneva server, or the security token service, providing a token, a security token in the form of a security assertion markup language token, for example. And that token can then be used at a relying party. The token contains probably a lot more information than a username password or a curb token would contain. And so that's one of the other challenges, is Geneva Server in a way is this authentication aggregation mechanism. What it does is it provides, and these protocols provide that as well, a mechanism for authenticating using a variety of mechanisms and models. And Geneva set of technologies provides for externalizing authentication. So Geneva Server itself helps in the authentication process.
Okay, sure.
For the purpose of obtaining a security token. And so that's the other part of the challenge, is how do we make sure that even in the context of these different authentication and protocol types, how do we provide a unifying view to the administrators? How do we make it apparent to the administrators that, oh, this is the steps that, what are the concepts that they need to be aware of, such that they don't need to worry about some of the lower level details, and at the same time be assured of a secure interaction? So that's the other part.
Sure.
And as you would expect, any security technology comes with its own set of challenges. How do we make sure that it's secure? How do we go through the usual processes in place, or the validation in place to validate not just the protocols, but the implementation of those protocols and the exposure of the settings related to those protocols in a secure manner. So those are some of the challenges related to the technology.
Okay, great. And Geneva Server Beta 1 is currently available. And around that release of the product, what were some of your key investments as far as a team? What did you want that product to expose?
Excellent. So again, protocols form the blueprint for the product. And so our investment has been in terms of working on the protocols that are relevant for this space, the ones that we think the customers are using for the scenarios that we have defined. So one is the WS Federation protocol. There's another one that's called the WS Trust protocol.
Okay, WS Trust, what does that provide in Geneva Server that is beyond what we had, let's say, in Active Directory Federation services? How does WS Trust move Geneva Server forward?
So, lot of customer feedback on this front. When we think about existing framework products out there, a lot of them allow you, for example, Windows Communication Foundation, allow you to interact between a client, also known as a proxy, client proxy, SOAP proxy, and a server. Those are the two things that they allow you to do that over SOAP. But as I mentioned, for the protocol, for those active SOAP clients, how do we bring them into a federated model? The ability to go and perform a request for a security token using active calls, active SOAP calls, and getting that response back and being able to use that as part of your online transaction for these SOAP clients and SOAP services is based on this protocol called WS Trust.
Okay.
WS Trust defines the semantics, defines the mechanisms for obtaining, requesting such a security token and getting a response back for active clients. And so that's one of the things that Geneva Server adds beyond what was available in, say, Active Directory Federation Services version 1. We've received a lot of customer requests and queries about this. Hey, we would like to see a out-of-the-box Active Directory server that supported WS Trust for use with SOAP clients and services. And great, so that's one of the things that we took a lot of effort in actually delivering to the customers. So that's one. Mm-hmm. In addition, we have also heard continuously about SAML protocol, Security Assertion Markup Language Protocol. And this is similar to the other protocols, WS Federation, WS Trust, in that it allows client to be able to go and get a security token from a security token service such that it can then present it onto a relying party application or a service provider in terms of SAML protocol lingo. So it's actually it's one which has received, this SAML protocol has received a lot of adoption in the industry. And so now Geneva, in spirit of making sure we are interoperable and be able to work with other products that support this protocol. So we have implemented the SAML protocol in Beta 1 such that Geneva can be an identity provider for other service providers which support the SAML protocol.
Okay.
So that's one layer in terms of protocol implementation of the investments we've made and what the Beta 1 feature set is from Geneva. In addition, as we move up, we've heard of this thing, probably a lot of you've heard of this info cards.
Right.
Information cards. You've heard of the information card as a document, as a signed document that's a directory reference or a digital identity reference, if you will. And what it does is it says that by obtaining this, it helps an end user perceive the connection to an identity provider or a security token service in terms of commonly understood concepts. I have my credit card, I have my driver's license. Those are concepts I understand.
Sure.
This is a software equivalent which helps us when I go and present this at a relying party and the whole protocol is implemented underneath. The end user perception is that they're actually submitting a card, while the protocols and the framework and the infrastructure, Geneva client infrastructure server, they work together such that the user can actually, such that the user can get a security token and present the actual information to the relying party. And so Geneva server provided a way for you to publish these information cards to end users, and then also help end users use their card on the way to a relying party, such that they could submit a card, information card, to a relying party. So that's another important feature.
Okay, good.
Let's think. Oh, yeah, so in addition to these two, you know, so the protocol and the information cards, there's a lot of investment in making trust establishment easy. We also worked on some core scenario-related features. For example, the notion of identity delegation. You've probably heard of Kerberos delegation models, constraint delegation models.
Sure, sure.
One of the things that we realized early on in Geneva server and the Geneva framework and the development lifecycle there was the scenario where application developers in the backend, say there is a multi-tier system, the backend is say a web service,
right.
The front end is your web application, and the web application would call to the backend. One of the interesting requirements or customer needs was at the backend to be able to know and distinguish the original caller. So for example, if Bob was calling to a backend, so calling through a front end,
right.
Portal site or to their web application. The web application in turn made a call to a backend service. The backend services needed to know that this was Bob who was making the call. In addition, they also wanted to know the intermediary that Bob came through.
Right.
So for example, the web application in the example I mentioned. So the ability to make decisions based off of that, those two things, is achieved through this thing that we call identity delegation. And Geneva supports that. Geneva server supports that. Geneva framework supports that model. And I think that's one of, it's a very compelling.
Yeah, very scenario. Cool.
So those are some of the features in terms of Beta 1 and what we did.
Okay, very good. As an IT pro, what management features does Beta 1 light up? What were you going for with respect to the IT pros experience when they sit down and use Geneva Server?
Mm, good. So one of the things we keep hearing, or we kept hearing, is that Federation is, you know, it's complex. We heard of that before.
Yes.
And I've always been in this mode, right, from the test days, making things being simple, right? Simple. And that's one of our target goals for the IT pro experience is make it simple, keep it secure, make sure that the server performs fast. You know, those are sort of the simple, secure, fast, or is sort of our IT pro mantra, right? As an IT pro, I want to be able to get my scenario up and running with minimum fuss. I still want the flexibility in some cases of being able to adapt, make sure it works in a scalable manner.
Certainly.
But yes, simple. Get it up and running and performing and operational easily. Not too many complex options. So that's number one. Number two, make sure that the options are by themselves default such that they're secure. And this is a security product, so that's a big, it has to be secure. And then finally, we do want the scalability aspects as well. So from a Beta 1 point of view, we have this feature which is, how do I establish trust based on the partner's metadata. So one of the things that we did, again going back to the protocols being the blueprints for a product, we had worked with other leading industry vendors in this space in the WS Federation Technical Committee at OSS, and we worked on using SAML metadata and harmonizing that and using that or adopting that for the WS Federation and WS Trust kind of entities.
Okay.
So we implemented using SAML metadata in Geneva server, the harmonized version, and using that as a mechanism for establishing trust between between an identity provider and a relying party, for example. What does that mean? That means that by specifying just the URL of your partner's metadata location in the Geneva console and the wizards for establishing trust, we'll be able to establish a federation relationship. So just by specifying one URL.
That's excellent. Right?
So it's, I think it's almost, in beta 1, it's 3 clicks or 4 clicks to federation. Start, enter this URL, click next, and you're done.
That is excellent.
So it's actually pretty compelling from that point of view. And of course, we continue to take feedback on our ITV experience, IT Pro experience, and continue to improve it. Even out of the box, for example, we try to make it very easy to set up and configure Geneva. In beta 1, we had this notion of auto-configure, where on the landing page, you could click auto-configure on a bunch of things and you'd be done for different items, which allows you to granularly select what you wanted to configure. And so, we're making good improvements there. I think hopefully our customers will be happy with what we have to offer there.
Okay, great, great. Now then, from a developer's perspective, if I'm a developer and I'm building a claimsware application using the Geneva framework, and now I want to wire that up to the Geneva server to be able to have the server provide the claims set into my application, or the security token for my application, how difficult is that process?
Same level of complexity, or ease, I should say, as setting up trust between an identity provider and a federation provider, identity provider or a service provider. The developer authors, say, a simple ASP.NET app.
Sure.
And they run this tool that we call FedUtil. And FedUtil is, if you will think about it, the equivalent of the wizard that I mentioned in Geneva server for establishing trust. And so, you know, you specify the metadata URL. It pulls down the metadata from the security token service, whether it be identity provider or a RPSTS or a federation provider. Names are the same. And so it goes through and it downloads the metadata document and configures the application. So it's a very simple, straightforward process for establishing trust between an application and a security token service that can service the needs of the application. For most cases, you know, the needs of the claims needs of the application should be met by the security token service and the capabilities of the security token service. So if, for example, application requires a claim of type age,
right,
and the security token service is pre-configured to issue that, then this is just a straightforward process. If not, there is an out-of-band negotiation, because obviously we want to control, IT administrators who want to control the kinds of information that is revealed about the identities to the, to the application. And so that process is, you know, it's one that would involve the IT admin to say, okay, now I'm going to release this information to this relying party. But the process is very easy, straightforward. A big investment, as you can see, is whether it be the server or the framework across Geneva, an important goal for us is to make it simple, make it secure, and still, you know, make sure that the functionality and the feature set that is expected out of these products is actually available in the product.
Right.
Okay. So I think we are, again, on the dev side, I'm positive that customers will find the onboarding experience of the application very easy, straightforward.
Okay. Okay. Well, this has been excellent, BJ. Thank you so much for joining us on this segment of the ID Element. And we'll look forward to having you back sometime.
All right. Thank you.